Welcome to Mr. Ponte. So today, we're going to be talking about series, of course, because like that's our like main topic. We're like, y'all can text my Instagram, is J World. You can text that, because like, y'all can tell me what I need to talk about and stuff. But like, today, we're going to be talking about, oh my god, what am I about to say? Hold on. So we just want to talk about, hold on. What is the importance of civics? Civic education empowers us to be well-informed, active citizens, and gives us the opportunity to change the world around us. It is a vital part of democracy and equips ordinary people with knowledge about our democracy and our constitution. So, that was like, civics is in everything, if y'all didn't know that. So, like, That's what's going on. Let's click on some more. Now we wanna talk about the Tennessee Secretary. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. So, hold on. Tennessee Secretary.
You know, I got that game all night.
Alright, so I'm gonna have the family member walk in the room. But the Tennessee Secretary of State has several resources available for folks who are looking to become more engaged, as well as resources for those looking to learn more about our government. Okay, so citizenship. So, as a citizen, we are required to follow the laws of federal, state, and government, local government. If we disagree with a law or think public policy could be improved, it's a great opportunity to get involved and have a voice in our government. Across the state, thousands are doing their part to become a citizen of the United States and Tennessee. Since 2003, the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition has worked to empower immigrants and refugees throughout Tennessee to develop an undefined voice, defend their rights to be recognized as a positive contributor for the state. Okay, so like, hold on. I had to put on that jacket. Something had blocked me off my thing. Hold on. My leg. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I forgot what I was doing. Yeah, let's go back. So, let's see. So, let's keep going. For many aspiring citizens, the path to citizenship is long, expensive, and complicated. If y'all can hear, like, the background, like, if y'all can hear my background, that's my family members in my house. Like, talking like talking loud and stuff. I'm sorry if I can hit if it interrupted y'all. But so and then it's so stressful, bro. For many experienced citizens, the path to citizenship is long, expensive, and complicated. TIRRC assists eligible individuals to become citizens throughout application assistance workshops, where folks get one-on-one attention from volunteers and attorneys who work them, who help them complete the paperwork. Okay, so that's what happened. That's like, I think I'm doing good on this. I don't know. But yeah, I'm on my fault. That was my Sprite. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Y'all need your civics to go to high. Y'all need civics and everything to be for real with you.
Look. You can, like, hold on. You can really.
You can be working at McDonald's. You need civics. If you're working at anywhere, like, it don't even matter, like, you need civics for anything you do. Like, it don't matter. You could be a whole, I mean, I don't know about trash, like, the trash people. I don't know about that. But, like, you could be, like, anything in the whole world. Anything in the world requires, like, not require, like, has civics. So you're going to have to learn your civics, like to pass your grades and stuff. I'm just telling you. So, like, I'm not, like, I'm just being for real. I don't know who be listening to my podcast, but I'm just saying. Then, I'll just take out my context. So, you don't need civics. You don't need civics in no elementary though. That's something you don't need. Cause like it's like, but like the same like, you just don't need it in elementary. Cause they teach social studies. I don't think because when I was in sixth grade, they didn't teach us civics. They teach us social studies. So I think you just need it in seventh and eighth grade. But yeah. But shoot. That shit's cool, man. Cause then you got like a, I don't know what stage they do it in, but you got like a big test you gotta do. And like they're like it just be, it's sometimes hard, but it's really not. You just gotta do good, like you just gotta do your work to succeed. But then, let's keep saying, civics is the study of rights and duties of citizenship, especially. Civics is about what citizens of a nation can do. When you are a citizen, you are considered part of the nation and have an active role in determining what that nation does. I had to say something. So like what really is civics and why we learn civics is the study of rights and obligations of citizens in society. The term derives from the Latin word civicus, meaning relating to a citizen, which derives from the Latin word civis, meaning citizen. The term relates to behavior affecting other citizens, particularly, I think that's something, in the context of urban development. Real talk, like,
hold on, I gotta fix this. All this stuff.
I'm sorry.
Let's keep going.
So,
I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
How does civics play a role in your personal life? Civic play a role at when you, like, in your life when you at home. Like, if you're the oldest sibling, you can have a responsibility to help your parents to take care of your younger brothers. Or when your parent is away from the house, you could, like, try to make the bad decision. You can make sure your little brother is well cared so he doesn't get hurt, something like that. And then it says, what is civic knowledge? Civic knowledge means the knowledge that people create, use, and preserve when they act as members of a civil society. Why do we learn civic? Okay. We can get into that on the next one. I'm going to talk to y'all later. Go ahead. Keep listening to my podcast. Not my...